This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Jamaicans are bracing as a catastrophic Category 5 Hurricane Melissa, packing an up to 175-mile-an-hour wind punch, gets ready to make landfall on the island later this morning. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says locals are already feeling the effects.
We can see some isolated locations that have rainfall totals in excess of 40 inches, especially near where the core of Melissa moves across the island.
The BBC's Nick Davis is in Kingston.
Most of the homes are constructed with concrete breeze blocks, so lots of houses are strong. Sometimes it's the roofs which are the problem. And if they lift up, if they're not properly strapped down, that's where you get a problem because the entire building then becomes compromised.
It's not the Montego Bay vacation Marnie Stewart of St. Louis had planned.
They've been giving us care packages that have like cups of noodles, tuna sandwiches. Continue to pray for Jamaica.
A warm welcome for President Trump in Japan. He congratulated the country's leader on her historic victory. She's the first woman to hold the position, and they signed a trade deal. Correspondent Nancy Cordes from Tokyo.
One of the things that President Trump likes about the new Japanese prime minister is that she has committed to spend more of Japan's GDP on defense, which is something that he always encourages U.S. allies to do.
The shutdown is entering its 28th day, and more than 40,000 Americans will be scrambling to pay for groceries if Congress doesn't act soon. SNAP food benefits are set to disappear at the end of the week. CBS's Caitlin Huey Byrne spoke to a recipient in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Erin Annis never thought she'd need SNAP benefits, but three bouts of cancer and a double knee replacement left her unable to work.
What exactly do you think you're going to need to do?
I'll have to ask my children to help me.
And what is...
That's an awful feeling.
An additional 70,000 government workers will go without paychecks today, among them air traffic controllers. It's expected to compound staffing issues and delays at airports.
Our flight from Chicago to Newark was delayed 5 hours.
The thing said that we are delayed because the plane arriving was delayed somewhere else.
It's been just havoc.
A historic Game 3 of the World Series ended this morning, East Coast time. L.A.'s Freddie Freeman's walk-off homer in the 18th inning lifted the Dodgers to a 6-5 win over the Blue Jays on Fox.
This one took a little longer, but this game was incredible. Our bullpen was absolutely incredible.
Game 4 is tonight in L.A. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the...
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your...
windshield wipers. eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Millions of finds, each with a story. eBay. Things people love.
Straight Talk knows the best holiday gift is simply saying yes.
Yes, you can stay up late.
Sure, more cookies.
Of course we can watch that movie again.
That's why we give you real unlimited data, so you can say yes to all of your family's streaming, scrolling, and sharing. And now at Straight Talk, get another gift worth giving. A free 5G phone with select plans. Because yes is the best gift to give.
Yes!
And receive. Available at StraightTalk.com and Walmart. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
9 new models have been added to the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety's list of safest SUVs.
The Ford Explorer, BMW X3, Hyundai Ioniq 9, Kia Sportage, and two Audis, the A5 and Q6 Sportback, added to the list of top Safety Pick Plus performers. Institute Vice President David Ayler says this is good news for consumers.
I think the biggest thing to take away is just more safe vehicles for them to choose from.
Nissan's Rogue, the Hyundai Santa Cruz, and the Toyota Corolla Cross getting the second highest designation, top safety pick. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News.
A seasoned TV star has just broadened his brood.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling.
70-year-old Frasier star Kelsey Grammer's welcomed his 8th child. He made the revelation on the Pod Meets World podcast. Mom, his wife Katie Walsh. The couple now share a total of 4 kids. Grammer has 4 others with 3 exes. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
This report on 540 WAUK is sponsored by Horizons Law Firm. Learn more about divorce coaching online at horizonslaw.com.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley is welcoming Planned Parenthood's announcement. The organization said yesterday that abortion care services will once again be available in the area. Crawley says access to safe, comprehensive reproductive health care is essential to the community's health. Planned Parenthood runs their Milwaukee abortion clinic from their location on South Water. Both sides are spotlighting the impact, and both sides are assigning blame. With Democrats and Republicans not able to reopen government, Milwaukee Congresswoman Gwen Moore says families could forced to be gambling with their health if Congress doesn't act soon. She warns that without the Affordable Care Act's tax credits, premiums could jump by thousands of dollars a year.
We're going to see families like this take some risks and simply drop their coverage and just cross their fingers and pray. Maybe we could just get by and show up in the emergency room if something really goes bad.
The extra subsidies were put in place in 2021. They're set to expire at the end of the year unless lawmakers reach a deal to end the shutdown. In Wisconsin, about 313,000 people have plans they bought on the marketplace. 88% of them qualify for a tax credit. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A 71-year-old pheasant hunter was rescued Sunday after becoming lost and disoriented in Washington County. The man called his wife saying he was lost due to low blood sugar. Authorities used a drone to help find him deep in the Jackson Marsh and sent a team of deputies, a warden, and a paramedic to reach him. After being found, they helped him walk back to safely. He declined being taken to the hospital and was safely reunited with his family. A familiar face in southeastern Wisconsin for over 25 years has passed away. Former WISN 12 news anchor Jerry Taff has died at the age of 85. Taff signed on with the TV station in 1979 and retired in May of 2005. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. A state investigation has begun after a Fort Atkinson police officer shot and killed somebody on Sunday night. It happened during a response to reports of gunshots at a home. Officials say a rifle was found at the scene, but no officers were injured. The State Department of Justice is handling the case. The officer involved was wearing a body cam and is on leave during the investigation. Wisconsin's top judge wants new rules on when state Supreme Court justices should step aside from cases. On WISN 12's Upfront program, Chief Justice Jill Karofsky says it's time for a fresh look after two expensive and politically charged elections. She says she hopes for a public hearing soon and promises to listen to all sides. Some justices don't think a change is needed, but Karofsky says voters do. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Only a fraction of Wisconsinites have rolled up their sleeves for the flu shot this year. Health officials say just over 300,000 people have gotten vaccinated so far in October, compared to nearly 860,000 this time last year. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says that big drop is concerning, and they are urging people to get their shots soon. The first snapshot of Wisconsin's governor's race comes out tomorrow, with a new Marquette University Law School poll. The poll expected to show early favorites and which issues matter most to people right now. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
And good morning, Milwaukee. It's Tuesday, October 28th, 2025. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. Good morning to you. I'm Dan Haney. Thanks for being there. Forecast, we've got partly sunny skies today and a high of around 56 currently in Milwaukee. A few clouds, 49. Winds are out of the southeast at 12. Coming up, Mike Clemens has got a look at sports, traffic, and weather together as well. It's 6:09 on 540 WAUK 100.3 FM, streaming at WAUKradio.com and on your Civic Media app. Good morning to you, Milwaukee.
If you're trying to do your own divorce, divorce coaching can be a godsend. It can help you organize all of your financials, review your spouse's financials, and help you put together a proposal to resolve your divorce or be able to articulate why the proposal is unfair and whether you can push back on things like an inheritance or the income of the other party. Call Horizons Law Group today and speak to attorney Michelle Fitzgerald, 262-432-3600 or horizonslaw.com.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
AM WAUK, now on 100.3 FM in downtown Milwaukee and the East Side. A strong, clear FM signal to bring you the news every morning and the same great conversations you've come to expect the rest of the day. Matt and Air on Air at 9, the Tom Hartman Program at 11, Todd Alba at 2, Maggie Dawn at 4. It's all news all morning and great conversation all day on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
It's 6:12 on Tuesday, October 28th. Good morning. It's 5:40 WAUK on 100.3 FM. I'm Dan Haney, now serving all news all morning. Coming up, traffic and weather together. Before that, Mike Clemens has got sports.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks are at home tonight against the New York Knicks. Both teams with records of 2-1. The Bucks coming off a loss on the road to Cleveland. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I think it says a lot. The Cavs had the best record last year. They're one of the best teams in the East. Nothing's guaranteed. Nothing is given. They have to prove themselves.
Baseball, game 3 of the World Series lasted 18 innings. The most since the World Series in 2018 when Freddie Freeman hit a home run in the 18th to lead the Dodgers to a win over the Red Sox. Last night, it was Freeman again, this time against the Blue Jays on Fox Sports.
Freeman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the clock strikes midnight. Freddie Freeman has ended it. It's a repeat hero on a Game 3 classic.
The Dodgers winning 6-5. Game 4 is tonight in L.A. The Dodgers up 2-1 with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Thank you, Mike. It's 6:13 going on 6:14. It's 5:40 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. And in that time frame as well, three traffic reports an hour. Traffic and weather together, as a matter of fact. This report is brought to you by Aleve. Good morning to Bonnie Green.
4145 northbound just starting to slow between Mayfair and Burleigh. 94 westbound to stall still on the exit ramp to Pewaukee Road. And Highway 32 northbound still closed between Marquette Avenue and Milwaukee Avenue with roadwork until the 31st. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Thanks, Bonnie. Sponsored by Aleve. Life doesn't wait, and neither should you. Aleve can help you deal with pain less throughout your day with just one pill. Aleve lasts up to 12 hours. Don't let those aches and pains hold you back from doing what's important to you. Use as directed. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
540 WAUK, Milwaukee forecast.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 57 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at around 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, 45. Tomorrow, breezy, mostly sunny with a high of 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Enjoy this weather while it lasts, because we all know what's coming. Right now in Milwaukee, a few clouds. Winds are out of the southeast at 12. On the way, we've got money advice from CBS, known as Jill on Money. It's 6:15 on 540 WAUK, 100.3 FM, WAUKradio.com, and on the Civic Media app. Good morning, Milwaukee.
Before you start decorating and finalizing holiday plans with your family and friends, remember to make certain that your home will be snug and warm for all your upcoming get-togethers. Call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today and tell them you'd like to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Then let the pros at Building Waters do the rest. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
Right now, during the Drive Into Fall event, Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin has new 2025 Ram Bighorn 1500s at 21% off MSRP, plus 3.9% financing. You will always spend less and get more at Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Family owned and operated for over 95 years. Plus tax, title, license, and dock fee to qualified buyers with approved credit. Based on $1,560 per $1,000 financed. Must qualify for financing through Stellantis Financial. Expires 11/3/2025.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Good morning, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Streaming at WAUKradio.com and on your Civic Media app. Thanks for being there, I'm Dan Haney. Coming up, we've got an update from CBS News. Right now, CBS presents money advice from Jill on Money.
Here's your Jill on Money question of the day.
Kay from New England asks, I'm 65 years old and my mortgage balance is now $81,000 and it's at 6%. I have $95,000 in a brokerage account, but that's pretty much it. All of my needs are pretty much covered by a pension and Social Security. Should I use the brokerage account to pay off the mortgage? Kay, I totally understand the urge, especially at this stage of your life. But the stage of life is also why I wouldn't raid the brokerage account. In case something happens, you're going to want that 95 grand to be there. So I'd just stick with the mortgage until you pay it off.
Have a question? Go to JillOnMoney.com.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today.
It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. Good morning to you. I'm Dan Haney. A little bit of a personal thing here. You might have heard that former WISN-TV news anchor Jerry Taft passed away. Growing up as a kid, I'm 49, by the way, so I grew up in the 80s. I used to watch Channel 12 News growing up as a child. And I always had one of my well, actually two of my favorite morning news or evening news anchors, I should say, were as always Jerry Taft and Kathy Michaelby on WISN 12 News. So hearing that Jerry Taft passed away at the age of 85, it shook me a bit, because he definitely was an inspiration to me in broadcasting, and I definitely admired him a lot. So rest in peace, Jerry Taft. Thanks for what you did. Thanks for what you did for Milwaukee, and you will be missed greatly. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
All news all morning, WAUK.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Jamaicans are bracing as a catastrophic Category 5 Hurricane Melissa, packing an up to 175-mile-an-hour wind punch, gets ready to make landfall on the island later this morning. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says locals are already feeling the effects.
We can see some isolated locations that have rainfall totals in excess of 40 inches, especially near where the core of Melissa moves across the island.
The BBC's Nick Davis is in Kingston.
Most of the homes are constructed with concrete breeze blocks, so lots of houses are strong. Sometimes it's the roofs which are the problem. And if they lift up, if they're not properly strapped down, that's where you get a problem, because the entire building then becomes compromised.
It's not the Montego Bay vacation Marnie Stewart of St. Louis had planned.
They've been giving us care packages that have like cups of noodles, tuna sandwiches. Continue to pray for Jamaica.
A warm welcome for President Trump in Japan. He congratulated the country's leader on her historic victory. She's the first woman to hold the position, and they signed a trade deal. Correspondent Nancy Cordes from Tokyo.
One of the things that President Trump likes about the new Japanese prime minister is that she has committed to spend more of Japan's GDP on defense, which is something that he always encourages U.S. allies to do.
The shutdown is entering its 28th day, and more than 40,000 Americans will be scrambling to pay for groceries if Congress doesn't act soon. SNAP food benefits are set to disappear at the end of the week. CBS's Caitlin Huey Byrne spoke to a recipient in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Erin Annis never thought she'd need SNAP benefits, but three bouts of cancer and a double knee replacement left her unable to work.
What exactly do you think you're going to need to do?
I'll have to ask my children to help me.
And what is...
That's an awful feeling.
An additional 70,000 government workers will go without paychecks today, among them air traffic controllers. It's expected to compound staffing issues and delays at airports.
Our flight from Chicago to Newark was delayed 5 hours.
The thing said that we are delayed because the plane arriving was delayed somewhere else.
It's been just havoc.
A historic Game 3 of the World Series ended this morning, East Coast time. L.A.'s Freddie Freeman's walk-off homer in the 18th inning lifted the Dodgers to a 6-5 win over the Blue Jays on Fox.
This one took a little longer, but this game was incredible. Our bullpen was absolutely incredible.
Game 4 is tonight in L.A. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the...
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your...
windshield wipers. eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful...
millions of finds, each with a story. eBay. Things people love.
Straight Talk knows the best holiday gift is simply saying yes.
Yes, you can stay up late.
Sure, more cookies.
Of course we can watch that movie again.
That's why we give you real unlimited data, so you can say yes to all of your family's streaming, scrolling, and sharing. And now at Straight Talk, get another gift worth giving. A free 5G phone with select plans. Because yes is the best gift to give.
Yes!
And receive. Available at StraightTalk.com and Walmart. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Nine new models have been added to the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety's list of safest SUVs.
The Ford Explorer, BMW X3, Hyundai Ioniq 9, Kia Sportage, and two Audis, the A5 and Q6 Sportback, added to the list of top Safety Pick Plus performers. Institute Vice President David Ehler says this is good news for consumers.
I think the biggest thing to take away is just more safe vehicles for them to choose from.
Nissan's Rogue, the Hyundai Santa Cruz, and the Toyota Corolla Cross getting the second highest designation, top safety pick. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News.
A seasoned TV star has just broadened his brood.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling.
70-year-old Frasier star Kelsey Grammer's welcomed his eighth child. He made the revelation on the Pod Meets World podcast. Mom is wife Katie Walsh. The couple now share a total of four kids. Grammer has four others with three exes. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
All news all morning, WAUK.
And good morning, Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. A little bit of breaking news. You might be waking up to a power outage.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. One person has died after a pickup truck crashed into a building at just before 1 this morning. It happened near 28th Street in West Lisbon. Police say the 54-year-old driver veered into oncoming traffic before hitting the building. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. New legislation could finally let Milwaukee and other local governments require fire sprinklers in older apartment buildings.
We've got thousands of housing units in multifamily dwellings that are not sprinklered. That doesn't go away. Those buildings age. Every year they get 1 year older, more deteriorated. The fire risk goes up.
Milwaukee Fire Chief Aaron Lipsky appeared yesterday at a press conference with State Senator LaTanya Johnson to talk about the effort. The proposed bill aims to prevent tragedies like the deadly Mother's Day fire on the city's west side, where the building had no working sprinklers. Five people died. If passed, the bill would create a grant program to help landlords pay for sprinkler installation and require audits of fire safety systems in certain buildings. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Police are searching for a man now charged in a deadly shooting of a 16-year-old. Prosecutors say 37-year-old Martel Hare faces multiple felony charges, including first-degree reckless homicide after a shooting last week on West Hampton. That teen was killed. Two others were hurt. Milwaukee police are asking anyone with information about his whereabouts to give them a call. Milwaukee's first innovation district is now official. Mayor Cavalier Johnson made the formal designation yesterday in an effort that hopes to unite companies, community organizations, and public agencies in Walker's Point. The mayor says the district will grow Milwaukee's tech economy and shine a spotlight on local talent. A statement says the city's goal is to put Milwaukee on the map as a center for creative business and inclusive growth. Health officials in Milwaukee County want people to get vaccinated against the flu as cases rise and winter approaches. Last flu season, only about 37% of the people in the county got the shot, leaving many unprotected. Officials say getting vaccinated not only protects you, but those around you. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto at the Civic Media State News Desk. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin says it's once again offering abortions. The move just weeks after it paused the services because of a new federal law restricting access. Planned Parenthood arguing it's following the law and will continue to serve Medicaid patients across the state. The law currently being challenged in federal court by Planned Parenthood of America and 23 state attorney generals, including Wisconsin's. Smaller student numbers at UW-Oshkosh, but the chancellor says there are signs of strength ahead. He says the school's aiming to draw more students across the country and around the world.
So when I say that we are focusing on recruiting larger incoming classes into graduate and into undergraduate and from transfers, the results are very clearly showing an upward trend and a strong one.
That's Oshkosh Chancellor Manohar Singh. While total UW enrollment rose slightly this year, UW-Oshkosh dropped more than 700 students. Chancellor Singh blames fewer high school graduates, but points to growth in grad programs, transfers, and new freshmen. 9 of the 13 UW campuses saw enrollment gains this fall. Wildfire risk is high in Wisconsin this fall. The DNR says this month there were more than 50 fires burning 20 acres. Officials say most fires are preventable and caused by brush, leaf burning, or sparks from ATVs or UTVs. DNR staff says they will continue to monitor conditions. Wisconsin Sports Today's forecast, traffic, and road delays next. All news all morning, 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
Good morning, Milwaukee. It's 6:29, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Streaming at WAUKradio.com and on the Civic Media app. Coming up, we've got sports with Mike Clemens, traffic and weather together as well. Partly sunny for today with a high of around 56. A few clouds in Milwaukee at the moment. 49, winds are out of the southeast at 12. Enjoy this warm weather because we all know what's on the way. 540 WAUK, 100.3 FM. It's all news all morning. WAUK news time is 6:30.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
When storms hit, your home takes the damage, but you feel the stress. At Vessel Services, they specialize in roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. From leaking roofs to busted siding and drafty windows, they've seen and fixed it all across southeastern Wisconsin. Their team shows up ready to work with real solutions and honest service. Visit 215 27th Street in Caledonia. Vessel Services. Roofing, siding, windows, and storm repair done right. Go to VesselServicesToday.com to set up your appointment.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Get Her Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. Join us weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 as we pursue truth wherever it may lead and have fun doing it. From Brewers to Packers, news from UW-Milwaukee to conversations with Josh Showman and David Crowley. We're the champagne of talk shows. Crap, that one's been used. It's the Todd Allball Show, weekdays from 2 to 4 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM Milwaukee.
6:33, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Coming up, traffic and weather together. Also an update from CBS News with Money Watch, that is. Right now we got sports, Mr. Mike Clemens.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks are at home tonight against the New York Knicks. Both teams with records of 2-1. The Bucks coming off a loss on the road to Cleveland. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I think it says a lot. The Cavs had the best record last year. They're one of the best teams in the East. Nothing's guaranteed. Nothing is given. They have to prove themselves.
Baseball. Game 3 of the World Series lasted 18 innings. The most since the World Series in 2018 when Freddie Freeman hit a home run in the 18th to lead the Dodgers to a win over the Red Sox. Last night, it was Freeman again, this time against the Blue Jays on Fox Sports.
Freeman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the clock strikes midnight. Freddie Freeman has ended it. It's a repeat hero on a Game 3 classic.
The Dodgers winning 6-5 Game 4 is tonight in L.A. The Dodgers up 2-1 with Sports on Mike Clemens.
6:34, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, traffic and weather together as well. This traffic report is brought to you by Aleve. Good morning to Bonnie Green.
Well, just a couple of issues right now. A stop-and-go delay on 4145 southbound between 124th Street and Good Hope. 4145 northbound just slow between Mayfair and Burleigh. 94 westbound, a disabled vehicle on the exit ramp to Pewaukee Road. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Thanks, Bonnie. Sponsored by Aleve. Life doesn't wait, and neither should you. Aleve can help you deal with pain less throughout your day with just one pill. Aleve lasts up to 12 hours. Don't let those aches and pains hold you back from doing what's important to you. Use as directed.
540 WAUK Milwaukee Forecast.
This report on WAUK is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom. Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Pickleball Kingdom.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 57 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at around 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, 45. Tomorrow, breezy, mostly sunny with a high of 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Thank you, Sean. Also a few clouds in Milwaukee. Winds are out of the southeast at 12. On the way, Jill on Money from CBS News, which is Money Advice. It's 540 WAUK, 100.3 FM.
All news all morning, WAUK.
Pickleball is the fastest growing sport in America, and you've never seen a facility like Pickleball Kingdom in Menominee Falls. With 17 professional indoor courts in a massive 60,000 square foot space. New to the game? Try a free Pickleball 101 lesson. Need gear? The on-site pro shop got you covered.
This is Donald Driver. After a game of playing, listen, come hang out at our bar.
Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Follow Pickleball Kingdom Menominee Falls on Instagram and Facebook.
Are you ready to do some baking? Because it's We Energy's cookiebook time. This year's book is packed with dozens of cookie recipes to bake and share. We're sure you'll find a few new favorites. Pick up your copy of this holiday tradition from We Energies at one of our drive-thru distribution events. Go to weenergies.com to find an event near you. From all of us at We Energies, we offer you warm wishes for a bright holiday season. We Energies, energy you can depend on.
Tired of constant home maintenance? Make your home maintenance-free with Jeff Costanzo, LLC. From aluminum door and window wraps to soffit fascia, seamless gutters, and leaf guard, Jeff's got you covered. Durable, low-maintenance solutions that keep your home looking great year after year. Call Jeff today at 262-497-6797 for your free estimate. That's 262-497-6797. Jeff Costanzo, LLC. Quality, maintenance-free, and worry-free to make your life easier.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrix, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers. The consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll. I'm a Patriotic Millionaire, and I approve this message.
Hey, good morning, Milwaukee. It's Tuesday, October 28th, 2025. Thanks for being there. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Streaming at waukradio.com and by tapping your Civic Media app. Coming up, an update from CBS News. Also, Stuart J. Waddles with an update from our WAUK newsroom. Right now, Jill on Money from CBS and Money Advice.
Here's your Jill on Money question of the day.
Kay from New England asks, I'm 65 years old and my mortgage balance is now $81,000 and it's at 6%. I have $95,000 in a brokerage account, but that's pretty much it. All of my needs are pretty much covered by a pension and Social Security. Should I use the brokerage account to pay off the mortgage? Kay, I totally understand the urge, especially at this stage of your life. But the stage of life is also why I wouldn't raid the brokerage account. In case something happens, you're going to want that 95 grand to be there. So I just stick with the mortgage until you pay it off.
Have a question? Go to JillOnMoney.com.
sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today.
6:39 coming up on 6:40. It's 5:40 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. High school football playoffs are in full swing. Coming up on Halloween, Friday, October 31st. Division One includes the following high schools and games: Arrowhead against Brookfield East, Franklin against Verona, and Bayport against Milwaukee Reagan. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Coming up, we've got Stuart J. Waddles from the WAUK newsroom with a local update. And right now, an update from CBS News.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Three deaths in Jamaica, already blamed on a catastrophic Category 5 Hurricane Melissa, and it's not expected to make landfall until later this morning. The system's outer bands are lashing the island with heavy rain and destructive winds. Esther Pinnock with the Jamaica Red Cross.
She's slow and she's wide, so all areas of the island are expected to feel some impact.
Meteorologist Craig Allen.
We're talking about 175-mile-per-hour winds, a storm surge with seawater inundation of 9 to 13 feet, and rainfall on top of that. This would be freshwater flooding of anywhere from 20 to 40 inches of rain.
President Trump met with Japan's new prime minister in Tokyo.
I know that you will be one of the great prime ministers. I'd also like to congratulate you on being the first woman prime minister. That's a big deal.
She gifted Mr. Trump a golf putter and said she would nominate him for the Nobel Peace Prize before they signed an agreement on rare earth minerals. Ahead of the president's planned meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping, who's threatened to restrict access to his country's rare earths. The Trump administration plans a major shakeup at ICE.
He's back away.
Sources tell CBS News as many as a dozen senior leaders in ICE offices across the country could be reassigned. Some could be replaced by current or former officials at Customs and Border Protection. The administration is frustrated with the current arrest and deportation levels and believes CPB is better equipped to meet the White House's target of 3,000 arrests per day. ICE has averaged 900 per day. Some ICE leaders believe CPB has been too aggressive, creating a lot of community backlash. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
An epic Game 3 of the World Series ended in the wee hours. CBS's Steve Kathan.
The Dodgers and Blue Jays were locked in an 18-inning, 6-hour, 39-minute struggle when L.A. first baseman Freddie Freeman came to the plate on Fox.
Freeman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the clock strikes midnight. Freeman has ended it!
The 6-5 win gives L.A. a 2-games-to-1 edge in the series. Shohei Ohtani had 2 home runs and 2 doubles in the first 7 innings of the game, setting a World Series mark for extra base hits.
67-year-old Tim Andrews is back on dialysis, waiting for a human donor after doctors at Mass General in Boston removed the genetically modified pig kidney they implanted in him almost 9 months ago. They say it was showing decreased signs of function. They're hailing Andrews for setting a new bar in xenotransplantation. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Let's go. You still got it, but your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today.
How do you stay humble when you're America's number one wiper blade? That's what we're currently dealing with at Rain-X. Is it even possible to humble brag when you bully Mother Nature like we do? Do we sound too conceited if we keep repeating how Rain-X is the number one brand of wiper blades in America? No, we'll take a lesson from our wipers and just keep doing our job with humility. As America's number one wiper blade. Rain-X. Outsmart the elements.
New evidence the switch to clean energy is happening faster than experts predicted.
The Energy and Climate Intelligence Unit finds that the world's transition to clean energy has advanced far beyond what was predicted a decade ago. Take solar power generation.
So solar alone has grown 15 times faster than predicted back in 2015.
According to the study's lead author, John Lang,
wind power is 3 times faster in terms of capacity deployment.
Of significance, coal production is in global decline, and electric vehicles make up more than 20% of new car sales worldwide.
It is absolutely remarkable how much progress we've seen.
Brad Gibson for CBS News, Carcassonne, France.
A milestone for Travis Kelce.
Mahomes end zone, caught by Kelce. Touchdown!
The Chiefs tight end scored the 100th TD of his career, counting both regular season and the playoffs. Watching from a luxury suite above is fiancée, Taylor Swift. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley is welcoming Planned Parenthood's announcement. The organization said yesterday that abortion care services will once again be available in the area. Crawley says access to safe, comprehensive reproductive health care is essential to the community's health. Planned Parenthood runs their Milwaukee abortion clinic from their location on South Water. Both sides are spotlighting the impact, and both sides are assigning blame. With Democrats and Republicans not able to reopen government, Milwaukee Congresswoman Gwen Moore says families could forced to be gambling with their health if Congress doesn't act soon. She warns that without the Affordable Care Act's tax credits, premiums could jump by thousands of dollars a year.
We're going to see families like this take some risks and simply drop their coverage and just cross their fingers and pray. Maybe we could just get by and show up in the emergency room if something really goes bad.
The extra subsidies were put in place in 2021. They're set to expire at the end of the year unless lawmakers reach a deal to end the shutdown. In Wisconsin, about 313,000 people have plans they bought on the marketplace. 88% of them qualify for a tax credit. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A 71-year-old pheasant hunter was rescued Sunday after becoming lost and disoriented in Washington County. The man called his wife saying he was lost due to low blood sugar. Authorities used a drone to help find him deep in the Jackson Marsh and sent a team of deputies, a warden, and a paramedic to reach him. After being found, they helped him walk back to safety. He declined being taken to the hospital and was safely reunited with his family. A familiar face in southeastern Wisconsin for over 25 years has passed away. Former WISN 12 news anchor Jerry Taff has died at the age of 85. Taff signed on with the TV station in 1979 and retired in May of 2005. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. A state investigation has begun after a Fort Atkinson police officer shot and killed somebody on Sunday night. It happened during a response to reports of gunshots at a home. Officials say a rifle was found at the scene, but no officers were injured. The State Department of Justice is handling the case. The officer involved was wearing a body cam and is on leave during the investigation. Wisconsin's top judge wants new rules on when state Supreme Court justices should step aside from cases. On WISN 12's Upfront program, Chief Justice Jill Karofsky says it's time for a fresh look after two expensive and politically charged elections. She says she hopes for a public hearing soon and promises to listen to all sides. Some justices don't think a change is needed, but Karofsky says voters do. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Only a fraction of Wisconsinites have rolled up their sleeves for the flu shot this year. Health officials say just over 300,000 people have gotten vaccinated so far in October, compared to nearly 860,000 this time last year. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says that big drop is concerning, and they are urging people to get their shots soon. The first snapshot of Wisconsin's governor's race comes out tomorrow, with a new Marquette University Law School poll. The poll expected to show early favorites and which issues matter most to people right now. Wisconsin sports. Today's forecast, traffic and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM. WAUK.
649, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Streaming at WAUKradio.com and on your Civic Media app. Good morning to you. I'm Dan Haney, now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. Coming up, we've got sports with Mike Clemens. And also with sports, we've got WIAA High School Football Playoffs, Division II, this coming Friday, October 31st. We've got Wauwatosa East at Rice Lake, Germantown at Monona Grove, and we'll get the rest of the divisions throughout the morning as well. And if your high school is in the playoffs, good luck to you. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
All news all morning, WAUK.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixins. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli, serving the people of Racine one meal at a time.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamp designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their bourbon and butterscotch Kringle. O&H's homemade butterscotch filling is layered with bourbon-infused caramel pudding. It has a topping of buttery streusel and a honey glaze with a touch of oak essence. It is sensational, so get one this week. While there, grab a wicked good Kringle for your Halloween gathering. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Join me, Tom Hartman, each and every weekday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program right here on Civic Media. I talk about the issues that all Wisconsinites can get behind, from unrigging our economy so it works for all of us, not just the billionaire class, to improving our representative government, to delivering on the promise of we the people. Tune in middays right here on your local Civic Media station from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program. Tag, you're it.
11 o'clock this morning on 540 WAUK and 100.3 FM.
6:52. Good morning, Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Streaming at WAUKradio.com and on your Civic Media app. Coming up, we've got traffic and weather together. Before that, Mike Clemens has got sports.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks are at home tonight against the New York Knicks. Both teams with records of 2-1. The Bucks coming off a loss on the road to Cleveland. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I think it says a lot. The Cavs had the best record last year. They're one of the best teams in the East. Nothing is guaranteed. Nothing is given. They have to prove themselves.
Baseball. Game 3 of the World Series lasted 18 innings. The most since the World Series in 2018, when Freddie Freeman hit a home run in the 18th to lead the Dodgers to a win over the Red Sox. Last night, it was Freeman again, this time against the Blue Jays on Fox Sports.
Freeman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the clock strikes midnight. Freddie Freeman has ended it. It's a repeat hero and a Game 3 classic.
The Dodgers winning 6-5. Game 4 is tonight in L.A. The Dodgers up 2-1 with sports on Mike Clemens.
Thank you, Mike. It's 6:54. It's 5:40 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, traffic and weather together as well. This traffic report brought to you by Aleve. Good morning to Bonnie Green.
Well, just a handful of slow spots right now. 4145 southbound is stop and go between 124th and Good Hope. 4145 northbound heavy Mayfair to Burleigh. 94 westbound slows 35th to Mitchell Boulevard. And still a stall on 94 westbound on the exit ramp to Pewaukee. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Thanks, Bonnie. Sponsored by Aleve. Don't, life doesn't wait, and neither should you. Aleve can help you deal with pain less throughout your day with just one pill. Aleve lasts up to 12 hours. Don't let those aches and pains hold you back from doing what's important to you. Use as directed.
540 WAUK Milwaukee forecast.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 57 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at around 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, 45. Tomorrow, breezy, mostly sunny with a high of 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Thanks, Sean. Also a few clouds in Milwaukee. Winds are out of the southeast at 12. On the way, we've got an update from CBS News at the top of the hour. And also Jill on Money with Money Advice. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. WAUK News Time 6:55.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
When storms hit, your home takes the damage, but you feel the stress. At Vessel Services, they specialize in roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. From leaking roofs to busted siding and drafty windows, they've seen and fixed it all across southeastern Wisconsin. Their team shows up ready to work with real solutions and honest service. Visit 215 27th Street in Caledonia. Vessel Services. Roofing, siding, windows, and storm repair done right. Go to VesselServicesToday.com to set up your appointment.
Right now, during the Drive Into Fall event, Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin has new 2025 Ram Bighorn 1500s at 21% off MSRP, plus 3.9% financing. You will always spend less and get more at Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Family owned and operated for over 95 years. Plus tax, title, license, and dock fee to qualified buyers with approved credit. Based on $1,560 per $1,000 financed. Must qualify for financing through Stellantis Financial. Expires 11/3/2025.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
6:57, good morning, Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Coming up, an update from CBS News. And right now, money advice from Jill on Money.
Here's your Jill on Money question of the day.
Kay from New England asks, I'm 65 years old and my mortgage balance is now $81,000 and it's at 6%. I have $95,000 in a brokerage account, but that's pretty much it. All of my needs are pretty much covered by a pension and Social Security. Should I use the brokerage account to pay off the mortgage? Kay, I totally understand the urge, especially at this stage of your life. But the stage of life is also why I wouldn't raid the brokerage account. In case something happens, you're going to want that 95 grand to be there. So I just stick with the mortgage until you pay it off.
Have a question? Go to JillOnMoney.com.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today.
Hey,
everybody, Todd Allball here. Join us weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 as we pursue truth wherever it may lead and have fun doing it. From Brewers to Packers, news from UW-Milwaukee to conversations with Josh Schulman and David Crawley. We're the champagne of talk shows. Crap, that one's been used. It's the Todd Allball Show, weekdays from 2 to 4 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM Milwaukee.
Good morning, Milwaukee. Coming up on 7 o'clock, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Thanks for being there. Coming up after the CBS News Update, local news from Stuart J. Waddles. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Good morning to you.
We're a civic media station.
540 WAUK, Jackson, Milwaukee.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Three deaths in Jamaica already blamed on a catastrophic Category 5 Hurricane Melissa, and it's not expected to make landfall until later this morning. The system's outer bands are lashing the island with heavy rain and destructive winds. Esther Pinnock with the Jamaica Red Cross.
She's slow and she's wide, so all areas of the island are expected to feel some impact.
Meteorologist Craig Allen.
We're talking about 175-mile-per-hour winds, a storm surge with seawater inundation of 9 to 13 feet, and rainfall on top of that. This would be freshwater flooding of anywhere from 20 to 40 inches of rain.
President Trump met with Japan's new prime minister in Tokyo.
I know that you will be one of the great prime ministers. I'd also like to congratulate you on being the first woman prime minister. That's a big deal.
She